Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. tú no, tú no, 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 tú no cuentas, calla. Eso hay que darle vida. Eso hay que darle vida.
In the name of Amun, the Supreme, the All-Powerful, the one and only true Lord, in Amun we trust, in Amun we thank, and in Amun we continue forward forever. Good host, intellectual Nida Menkaris. This is Mentalect Radio, American Republic Radio, This is American Republic Radio. And tonight we're going to be speaking on how the beast uses American so-called law and order against us. How he uses American law and order against us. Again, this is American Republic Radio. We're going to be discussing this in greater depth. Before I go forward, can anybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? I want to make sure I'm coming out. I want everybody to share this cast tonight, too. Just share it everywhere. This one is allowed to be shared. All right? Because we got to get some straightening going on in our mindset, in our mentality. And we definitely going to get this going tonight. You see, to be in this community, in this Republic of America, to be a true American, an indigenous American in this Republic of America, we have to understand something that is key in our evolution. See, we in a stage of evolution right now. We in a stage of evolution right now. How you know that is you could tell by the energy that's going through our community and in this atmosphere, where as people are rising, people are mentally rising, starting to realize a certain way of life in which we come from, people are also going to fall who are not in alignment with that. That comes by way of what? Law and order. You see, law and order is on its way. Law and order is what will separate the true Amun race, those who are truly of the Amun race. By way of amendments, true law and order is going to separate those who are truly of Amun versus those who are of the beast. This law and order that's going to be brought forward by myself to align the true American indigenous people, Americans, to align us to who we are as the Amun race, to align us who we are in this three-dimensional realm as the Americans, right? The American men, American women, going forward. So in doing that, I realize what law and order is for men, for women, that there is a law, that there is an order, a true law, a true order for American men and American women to follow. You are the only American men and women. There are no other American men and women. All of these other people are not American. I told you that. And the only reason why we put that extra A was for another purpose, but to distinguish us from the false Americans, from the fake Americans, the people who are from Europe, the people who got family in Africa, Europe, Asia, who trying to pass themselves off as Americans or Native Americans or whatever. We are the American indigenous people, and the war is upon us. The mental war is on our people. So many of our people, unfortunately, have lost the battle, which is why they are mentally dead, why they are referring to themselves in 2023 still as black people, African Americans, or Negroes. They have lost the mental war against the beast, and they basically have submitted to the injustices of the beast. They have submitted to his false law and false order and submitted themselves to his policy. You see, they carry his mark. They carry the mark of the beast, so they will not stand up in the image of Amun. They will not stand in the They will not stand up in the image of reality, in the image of Amun. They will not stand up in the image of the true and living power. They are not. Your so-called black people are not, because they have accepted the false law and order of the beast. You see, the beast used law, the color of law, right? They used the color of law. Under the color of law, they subjugated our people and took what was ours. They subjugated our people under the color of law and order and came up and took what was ours. What do I mean by the color of law and order? What I mean is they used the guise of passing laws and orders and statutes and whatnot to give validity to the foul things that they were doing, which was take from our people, destroy our people, lock our people away, kill our people. You see, that's the law that was pushed down upon our people. Now, why was that allowed to happen? Why was that allowed to happen to our people here in the Americas? Why? Because our people became lawless and disorderly. So you know what? Because we became lawless, because we became disorderly, because we allowed ourselves to splinter off into tribal groups, and we started allowing all kinds of abominations, unlawful things to take place amongst us, foul, disgusting things, you know, that brought the beast here into America. That brought the beast here into America. The Amun sent the beast here into America. The Amun sent the beast here into America. They sent them here into America to destroy our people. They sent them here to break up and put us under a law that would not be lawful, a order that would not be orderly. They sent us here as sent them here as punishment for our people because we refused to follow the true law and the true order, that which was righteous. We refused to follow that law and order which would have kept us together as a community, a national community and international, where nobody could have gotten into this country and did nothing to us. But because we refused to follow the law of unity, the law of community, the law and the order which would have closed off our borders before these Europeans made their way here, closed off our borders, closed off our any kind of through where they had to come here, we allowed this to take place. And so they used law and order on us to pass their degenerate ways, degenerate and demonic things off their policies, their degenerate policies, because that's what they are hiding under the color of law. Their policies under law and order, basically things they make up to deprive people of things, their policy. You see, their policy. They use their policies as a way to pass off, or should I say use the law or the term law in order to pass off their wicked and demonic policies, which usually is to deprive the indigenous people, the indigenous American people of their true rights in this land, their true indigenous rights in this land. Now, I don't want to come off sounding like no Moor or nothing like that. I'm not a Moor, none people, because see, unlike the Moors, they still believe that laws and treaties and all kinds of things that they made with the beast apply, and they don't. Remember, I said they did everything under the color of law, which means they never planned on fulfilling any law that they promised or made with our people. They always broke every treaty, law, whatever you want to refer to our, with our people, because they were never real people. Thus, they were never people of their word, because their word don't mean a damn thing. Their words don't mean anything. You see, they have a certain policy that they have adopted, which is for the people. Now, the people that adopt policies in their own head secretly, privately, way before they start dealing with the people, those are the people who you got to watch out for. This is who, how this government works. They adopt policies way before they become laws and orders. They just pass them off as laws and orders on the people because they know people are used to using or obeying laws and orders going back to the Bible. You see, if you read in the Bible, all it talks about in the Bible, because they know the world, these people were raised up on the Bible, right? The Europeans, right? And all these other people, but especially the Europeans, were raised up on the Bible, and all they did was reading about law and order. So same thing went held so with our people, because we were raised up on laws and orders and codes of conduct too before the so-called white man here. We just chose to abandon them. Remember I said that a lot of the people here in the Americas, the Mesoamerican and the indigenous people and the American indigenous people, our people, they were following what looked like Israelite laws. They found Paleo Hebrew written in a lot of these indigenous places. So they were following the semblance of Israelite law, where the men wore fringes, they did, where the women, the men could not touch the women if they were in their cycle, the boys were circumcised. These are all what you would call Israelite laws. You see, these are all is so-called Israelite laws. You see, laws of God, or the law, excuse me, laws of the Lord, I mean to say, not God, but the Lord, commanded of our people to do. And where was that commandment from? From the fourth dimension. This is where prophets come from. See, prophets are communicated to by way of the fourth dimension, and they receive that lightning rod of intelligence of thought, and they're given laws to raise the people up, orders to raise the people up, thus in the term and title of the Moses account, where Moses was talking to God according to the story, or talking to the Lord, excuse me, Moses, according to the biblical story, went up in the mountains, was talking to the Lord and received what to guide his people forward. What did Moses receive? Moses received laws, statutes, and commandments, the Ten Commandments, right? Which were laws, correct? Right? The law of the land, exactly. Moses received he received laws and he received orders so that he could take his people forward. I'm doing the same thing today. Now, that's according to the account, but really that was like Thutmose and it was other pharaohs, but I'm just using this as an example of where they got the Moses story from. But it's the same thing today. When you have someone who's coming to lead the people forward, they're going to bring forward law and order. So if any of these so-called teachers who came out here calling themselves trying to raise their people up, yet you gave them no law and order to follow, they're not no real teachers. They're not no real receivers or teachers or anything of that nature, because you're supposed to give your people law in order to continue them forward. You don't give them the same law that everybody else is following. You don't give them the law in order that the beast is following. You give them laws above and beyond that. But you also instruct them not to break the laws of this land that the beast has established. You let them know not to break the laws of this that has been established by the beast. You see? So as that is being gone, as you're going forward with that, as you are acknowledging that you're supposed to be living your own law and your own order as a people, that's what will carry you through, and that will supersede any laws and orders that the beast is giving you. However, because the beast knows that our people are not lawful and orderly people, because he knows that our people are misguided, because he knows that our people are not together, that they came over here finding us to be lawbreakers. They found us being lawbreakers. The beast, trust me, if we were truly lawful and orderly people, you know what would have happened when the beast came here? We would have put them to death. Immediately, we would have turned their asses right back around on them ships and told them to go back to where you came from or put them to death. They should have never been allowed to come onto American shore or into American shores. Never. Because, you know, they were the worst thing that ended up happening to our people. But because our people were not together, see what happens when you're not following law and order. The men were supposed to be acting and carrying themselves as the law, meaning that they were supposed to be the equivalent of a military, a police force, and everything else, an armed military, police, and everything else. But because they were not following the laws of men, which is to protect that which is theirs, their land, their women, their children, everything, their property, you're supposed to protect all of that collectively as a community. Because they were not following that law, they let the beast come over here and overtake them. And there probably was only a few boatload of these Caucasians that came over here. It wasn't a whole bunch of them. Even if they did send a whole bunch of them, we were still the majority over here in this land. That should have never happened. They should have never been able to overtake America. The Caucasians should have never been able to overtake America. That came because our people were not following law. The men were not following the goddamn law. You know what they was too busy doing? They was too busy up in some ass. On these females, on the women out there too busy up in some ass, making babies all over the place, niggas fighting with each other, breaking the law, committing adultery, all the shit these niggas was doing back then, man. That's why the beast came over. He caught niggas slipping, raw and uncut. He caught them slipping, pain and strangers, exactly. How the hell, remember I brought that thing out where I said these goddamn crackers going to come over here talking about they're going to take the women over here as they women as to have babies with and bleach out the indigenous people? Like really? They really set up here and was choosing up on your women like that and y'all didn't put them to death? That's unlawful. That's unlawful. I'm going to be honest with you. Really? Realistic? I'm going to tell you, and it's going to sound crazy what I'm about to say, but the Ku Klux Klan, they was more lawful than you niggas was, man. The Ku Klux Klan. What was they standing up for? They was trying to do what? Protect their white women and their white families. And they was ready to kill and lynch and do whatever to protect their family, their white women, their white family, and their white livelihood. Was they not? That's lawful. What the Ku Klux Klan actually did in defending their whiteness or their white race, that was lawful. That's what you're supposed to do. You niggas didn't do it. You didn't do it. You niggas punk. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You see? They didn't, the idea of them thinking, oh, these, you know, if we don't, us white men don't get together, us white males don't get together and protect our white women and our children, our way of life from these niggas going to overrun us and they're going to be laying up with our women and all this other stuff. And you know what? They was right to think that. They was right. They was right because you niggas would have did it. You niggas love white women. You niggas was doing that shit back then, laying up with these cave women, mixing your seed and not being about your goddamn business. Raw and uncut. You niggas was out there being shiftless and lazy. The first thing you so-called black men should have been doing is been coming together and whatnot and trying to make it out here in this world and establishing a strong brotherhood. See, the white man do that. He did it through the Freemasonic order. The white man get together. And like I said, respect to the white man for doing that. Respect for him for getting together and standing 10 toes down for what they want to do. So respect for them. You fucking niggas don't do that. That's just why you up under them. That's why you niggas crying like bitches about white supremacy. Raw and uncut. And I didn't even mean to get like that tonight. You niggas are disgusting. Reason got me set off, I'm going to tell you what set me off. Some nigga in the comment section, which I don't really care, but some nigga had the nerve to get in the comment section off to the new High and Mighty Talks I did. He's talking about, don't listen to this guy because such and such and such and such. And start saying, I just didn't leave the nigga comments. Not that I care. But what that shows me is that's the weakness of niggas. You always want to go against anything that's progressive, anything that deals with men standing up and being men. You punk-ass niggas always go against. You always got something to say. You don't want to stand up as men and be part of a community of brotherhood and whatnot to protect us. Because this is all about the men coming together. It's all about us standing up as men because men have to support men. Women have to support women. That's what this community is about. We are strong when we stand together. We are weak when we stand apart. What part don't you understand? You see, the white man, he understands. That's why he always going to be, you niggas are always going to look up to him talking about the system of white supremacy like a bunch of faggots. Them in the system of white supremacy. You niggas sound like a faggot. Beta male simp talk. They didn't do nothing but stand up together. They didn't do nothing but stand together. That's why I love organizations at one time like the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me make that clear. You see, because them men stood up together. They stood up and became real men. You see? Shout out to them. Something you black males were unwilling to do. You niggas are ready to kill and die in favor of the most unlawful and disorderly things. Gang, you niggas ready to risk your lives to kill some nigga who for wearing a different color. Some dumb monkey shit. You willing to do that in a heartbeat. Your own brother. Kill your own brother for wearing a different color. But you won't stand up and protect your brother, protect your neighborhoods from these cave beasts and all these other animals that want to come into your neighborhood and do what they do. So, of course, the beasts know y'all Negroes is ripe. They do right for following whatever policy he passes off in the name of law and order, whether it be taking your land away, taking your rights away, you know, subjugating you. Y'all for it, man. Y'all for it. Like I hear a lot of you niggas up here and cry to Joe Biden. Joe Biden passed the damn the draconian laws on drug dealing, and if you smoking crack and you did something. Well, let me say this. How you fucking niggas was acting on crack. I was back then. How you fucking niggas was acting on crack. You deserve to get locked up. A lot of you fucking niggas deserve to get locked up. How y'all was acting on when y'all niggas are stealing shit out of people's houses, fiends all over the place, all that monkey shit that went on. Y'all niggas couldn't even run a clean operation. Shit all over the place. Women selling their ass everywhere, leaving their children. You niggas up here molesting the little kids, all kind of demonic shit you niggas was doing. You deserve to be put in jail. The hell is wrong with y'all? You niggas was acting like beasts, and you were and the beast used his law to put you niggas under the jail. Don't tell me I'm not standing up for nobody just because their skin is dark. You wrong, you wrong. You wrong, you wrong. Niggas torturing women because they owe them money for some damn crack. Niggas buying blowjobs, all kinds of people passing AIDS around. Do you remember that period? I was there. You remember how degenerate it was? So you damn right that goddamn devil turned around and put a law against you niggas, man. You damn right that devil, Joe Biden, put a law against you goddamn niggas. Good. The devil had to deal with your devilish behavior. It took a devil to deal with your devilish behavior. Unrighteous. You niggas want righteousness, but then you want to act wrong. You want to be degenerate, but you want to be treated right. Curse you niggas, man. Curse you for your nigga behavior, your backwards black behavior. That's why the beast was able to do you do the way he do you. That's why. The Amun allowed that to happen. The Lord allowed that to happen because y'all are unrighteous people, man. You let yourselves become degenerates under the beast. You didn't keep the laws and the orders of the true Lord, which is Amun. You didn't keep that. You niggas don't keep it today, and you still want to be treated equally, want equality with the beast. It ain't going to never happen. It ain't going to never happen. Y'all are foul and degenerate and demonic toward each other. You are foul, degenerate, and demonic toward each other, and then you got the nerve to turn around and talk about how the beast treats you. He treats you according to how you are, and he uses the color of law to do it. He uses the color of law to pass his policies against you. You see, and he knows that y'all, he said, he know that our people are used to following law. That's why he uses the term law when he does what he does, when he pushes his policy, because he know people are more likely to follow law because it's familiar with them from the Bible and things like that. People are more likely to follow the law as opposed to you saying, I'm going to pass a policy. That's why the beast don't really, he hides his policies in the law. He hides his fake ass, he has his policies in the fake ass law, the things that he calls law. But you know, how you know it's not real law is because none of it is really binding. Half the time, they don't even follow what they say. You know, they sitting up here talking about passing laws and stuff to do this, that, and the third. When you got laws on the books to do that, you got laws on the book against police brutality, racial profile. You got laws on the books. They ain't trying to enforce that shit because it don't mean nothing to them. It don't mean nothing to them. The laws they got, they set up themselves don't mean nothing to them. So you be trying to wonder why they put these laws on the books and they don't enforce the law. They ain't got to enforce the law because it ain't a law. It ain't a law. It's a policy. You don't have to follow policy. You can make 1,000 policies. Don't mean nobody got to listen to them or follow them or enforce them. A.K.A. your police officer, your policy enforcement officers. They don't have to enforce no policies. They do what they want to do. Pretty much, they've been given the right through the policy of the beast to do what they want to do. Since they are the security officers for the beast, his kill squad, they do what they want to do. They don't follow no law and no order. They don't. You don't know that by now. Half the time the police pull you over and you tell them, yeah, you know you violated my rights in the law. They be like looking at you like, what you talking about? I'm just trying to write this goddamn ticket. I don't care about none of that shit. They're just trying to write a ticket. Get their money, get their quota, and get their ass on. Go to the donut shop. That's what they're trying to do. They ain't trying to fidget around with you. That's why you niggas end up getting shot because you sit up here and you want to start going back and forth with these damn devils, man. You want to go back and forth. You stupid-ass niggas want to go back and forth. I know my right. The Lord says. Then you start talking like these simple-ass Moorish niggas. The Lord said what they feds don't, and the white man don't give a shit about none of that. And meanwhile, they stand in handcuffs with the feds knocked on the floor and the white cop putting your back. You know? I want to call my embassy. Y'all start believing this bullshit. You start believing the laws of the beast. You start believing in his policy, his laws, a.k.a. policies. You believe it. You actually believe he's going to follow that. You actually believe that. You actually believe they're about some treaties with y'all. Again, you know when that would be real? You know when the laws would be real and would apply and we would know the things when our people would be a real community. See, because you're not a real community, you're considered to be basically, you're virtually a tribal, you're seen as a tribal group. Black people are seen as a tribal group. In America, black people are seen as a tribal group. They're not seen as a community. Like I tell you, you got the Italian community, right? You got the Italian community. You got the German community, thus the term Little Italy in certain places. You could tell which groups got communities and which groups are protected by the law. See, when you're a real community, when you're a real group, you're protected by the law. In this society, let me prove it to you. You got the Italian community, right? And they got their own sections in all around this country called Little Italy, right? They got Little Italy, Little Sicily. They got their little areas in all around the country, Little Italy and all that, right? Then you got Germans. They a community, right? They got Germantown in Pennsylvania. They got places in Germany for German people, Germantown, all right, in Philadelphia, right? Then you got places like for the Irish. I think a little Hell's Kitchen, all these other places, right? Then they got for Asians, they got Chinatown, right? Little Korea, Chinatown. You see, because they are real community, so they're protected under the law, under the policy of the beast, because they are real community. Y'all not a community because what is the black community? That's not that. What does that lead to? What language is the black community? What nationality, what names do the black community have? Oh, that's right. Y'all not really a community. Because in the so-called black community, you might find Muslims, Christians, Israelites, Pan-Africanists. You see, that's not a community. Okay? That's not a community. You could have that's tribal. You got all these different people in that tribal. If you got all these different people following these different philosophies and whatnot, and that means they're not together. So therefore, you are considered a tribal group. You're not considered a real community. You follow what I'm saying? You don't have a name to call yourselves. You don't have a language to or names that connect you to anything. You're just black people. So therefore, you're not seen as a real community. You're just a tribal bag of mixed nuts, man. That's how they see you. That's how the so-called white man and this government see you. This government sees black people as a band of tribal mixed nuts. And you know what? They're absolutely right to see you that way, because when the white man came here, when these Caucasians came here, they saw a bunch of tribal people. That y'all niggas was being tribal when the white man came here. All these American Indian tribes. All these tribes. All these Indian tribes, niggas fighting with each other. Same thing like what you see, the Bloods and the Crips. We was doing it. We was going back and forth, gang banging, tribe banging, back in the day. That was going on. That foolishness was going on. Y'all niggas was so off into it, fighting with each other. Y'all, when the white man came up, y'all ain't know what to do. Because you niggas too busy fighting against each other rather than stand up as an army in the military and put all that simple shit to the side and start standing up and defending your borders. Defending your waters, defending your borders, everything. Nobody should have been able to come in here. You see what happens when you don't follow the law? You see what happens when you don't follow the law? If you don't follow the law that Amun trying to set forward for you, then guess what? You're going to fall under the law of the beast. And ain't that what happened? Tell me that's not what happened. Tell me that's not what happened. Tell me I'm wrong. Black people refuse to follow the law of Amun. The law of Amun was as what? As a covenant, a community. See, this is what a lot of these, why you think a lot of these people get together who claim they're Israelites and all that? They usually have a community, a covenant, whatever they call it, camp, whatever. In other words, you're supposed to congregate. You're supposed to be one community, one congregation. You're not supposed to be individuals. The women are not supposed to be out here on their own. They're supposed to have a sisterhood that they are connected to within the community. The men are not supposed to be out here on their own. They're supposed to be connected as part of a brotherhood in the community. Why do you think I started this community? Why do y'all think I did that? Because that is the law of Amun. We must come together as a covenant, as a community. That is the law of Amun. We are not supposed to be individuals out here, because you see what happens when we are. You see what happens when we tribal. You see what happens when we don't stand together. You see what happens. That's against the law. That's against the law. That's against the law of the Lord. That is against the law of the land. Tell me I'm wrong. You got to have men standing together and standing together, women standing together in unison to do anything. If you, like I said, how do you protect the women and the children if the men ain't together? The men got to be together. The men got to be together watching each other's back and whatnot and be ready to kill and die to defend the women and children. They got to be ready to kill first, ask questions later, or no questions at all. You know, like how the beasts do? But see, because you simple-ass Negroes, y'all sitting up here, y'all ain't following the real law, you ain't following the real order. This is why y'all in the condition you in. This is why you under the beast. That's why he come into your neighborhood in the police in his police uniform, kick you niggas' doors in and violate your family, got guns on you. Ain't that how the white racists used to do down south and in the slave quarters? They come kick your door in, but 10 white boys kicking in your damn door, your daughter half naked and whatnot, getting in her room. They got to run all over the damn place, your wife ass out and everything. Y'all all naked. They might rape your women and want to kill everybody. That's what they do. Now, See, what would have happened if all those men were together? All those men could never happen. That could never happen. They'd be too afraid to do that because they know they might get their asses handed to them or their brains handed to them on a platter, which is what's supposed to happen. But see, don't nobody fear niggas because you niggas don't do that. You are against the law. You are out of order. You are out of order. You don't stand 10 toes down for nothing. You so-called black men are too weak to stand 10 toes down for anything. You can't even stand up in this community, a lot of you. You can't even stand up as real men in this community. A lot of you guys say that to black just to go out here and be a bunch of backwards Negroes. Shout out to you. And thank you for leaving. Get your weak black asses out of here. And I wish a few more would follow. We're not breeding no bitches in this community. I'm talking about male or female bitches in this community. People who don't want to follow the law, don't want to follow the order, don't want to get in line. We don't want you here. Who got a problem with authority. You see, because when you raise up a people who got a problem with authority, then guess what? Those are the first people who are going to go into subjugation. You follow what I'm saying to you? When you raise a people up to thumb their nose at authority, like a lot of you nigger women do, you nigger women, you raise your little nigglets up to thumb their nose at authority, don't have no respect for the elders, none of this shit. You raise your children up to be lawless and disorderly. So then what happened? What happened when you raising up your children to be lawless and disorderly? You see the white men end up putting their ass to death. The beasts end up putting their ass to death. I seen this thing today. Remember I put that thing in the and you see a lot of these young niggas, a lot of these young Bart Simpson niggas looking niggas with their hair all over the place, these GMO looking little niggas out here. You see the police shooting them down like it's free. You see? You see them getting shot down like it's free, pants hanging off their ass, skinny, look like a damn bean pole. They getting murdered left and right. Why is that? Answer, because ain't no man raising them to be men. Ain't no community around them to raise these men, these young men. That's why they're getting put to death. Ain't no community of men around to raise them, to make sure they become men. You see, they being raised by a bunch of belligerent, ignorant-ass, liberated black females out here who don't want no men, who don't want no community, who don't want to follow no law, that you can't tell these black bitches nothing. That's why they sons getting they back blown out. You see, they getting their black shot the hell out by these cops. You see that video I put in the group? Here it is, the damn police, they jumping up in the car with this nigga who sleep in the car. And then he decides to take off in the car with the cop in the back. The cop telling him to stop, and the cop pull out the gun, shoot him in his back. Why would you drive off with a cop in the back of the car? That's somebody you could tell was raised by a black female. Somebody who don't want to listen and obey and do what you told, that gets you killed. Going back and forth with them. His mama gonna collect that Ben Crump money, and then all these niggas could go on vacation. Like how the messengers would say, now you niggas could go on vacation. Or for the back of your dead son. Because, see, your son don't got no respect for authority. And I'm not even just talking about the so-called white man, because you know a lot of these little young niggas, they don't got no respect for the elders. They don't got no respect for no authority. They don't got no respect for their mamas or damn sure not their daddies if their daddies in their life. That's against the law, man. That's against the law. Y'all spare the rod and spoil the damn child. You let the children do whatever, do as thy will. You let the children do whatever. You don't want to punish the children. You don't want to spank the children no more. You want to let them do whatever they want to do, run rampant and everything. And then when the damn police blowing their fucking brains out all over the place because they want to walk around with their pants off their ass and flipping all that. You see how these little young little niggas act? You see they very disrespectful? You see, hell, half the time, let's just keep it real. All you older guys over 40, y'all know damn well, y'all, if y'all had pistols, with these little young niggas, how they act, how they might act emotional and belligerent, you might kill them too, man. Let's keep it real. A lot of these little young niggas is belligerent. They got all kind of toxic femininity going on, and they system from the nigga woman who raised them. You see, they act like little savages. Tell me I'm wrong. They don't got no respect for nothing. Them the niggas will knock your mother in the head and rob her, curse out this one. They're all big and bad with women and whatnot, and beat up old women and whatnot, rob them, and want to knock down old people. But then when the white man get at their ass,
I'm struggling with officer. I can't breathe, officer. I can't. Get off my back. Get off. What you doing? You see, that's these little niggas right here. That's these little niggas that's being put to death, man. No law, no order, no direction. So am I going to cry for them? You cry for these little niggas when they get put to death? I don't. I wouldn't care if it was my own son. If he acted like that and one of the beasts put him to death, oh, well, that means you belong to the beast. We're going to charge you to the gang. See, for being a damn nigger. Because that's what the beast wants you to be, a nigger. And y'all good at being niggers under law. Because you act like niggers under law. You niggas talk about y'all down by law. Yeah, you down by law to be niggers, to act like a bunch of dumb niggers. You see? That's what you down by law to do. And so these damn cave beasts, these crackers, could come and rip your ass to pieces. All you little niggas in jail wanting to be thugs and all this other stuff, when them doors locked, them doors closed for 20 years, 25 years and whatnot, you niggas sitting around here, by the time you niggas all, you coming home with gray hair, scars all in your damn face, coming home with gray hair, halfway dying, done missed your children growing up. You see? Done did something, done, you shot a nigga, rob a nigga, stab a nigga, sell dope to a nigga, all that, right? You're not going to be a credit in your community. You're going to be a menace in the community. There's plenty of menaces in the community. Y'all know it. Plenty of little niggas in the community where the reason why you can't walk out in the street at night, it ain't the white boys that make this messed up for you to walk. It's these niggas that make it messed up for you. Them two, the white boys two in the blue and the regular ones, but you niggas too, man. Y'all the reason why things is messed up, man. A lot of you so-called black people the reason. Shout out to the bronze people, the copper-colored people, our people who are standing up in the name of righteousness. We need to come together as a community. This is the community for you if you stand against that. But if you don't stand for nothing, then you stand with the beast, man. You stand with these niggas, man. If you ain't stand up for community, you ain't trying to come in the community, you ain't trying to be that forthright people, that people, because our people need us here in this community, man. Our children need us in this community, in this covenant, man. That's what it's about, saving our people, man, the ones who can be saved, the bright ones of our people, the babies, the future, tomorrow. That's what the American, that's what this whole Republic of America thing is about. That's what the whole thing is about, this American evolution of our people. That's what it's about. That's what this is all about. It ain't about Nubian Menkaures. It ain't about nothing else. You got niggas that want to make it about Nubian Menkaures because they can't see the bigger picture. It's bigger than Nubian Menkaures. I've been said that. This community and the raising of our people is bigger than me. The Republic of America, the Amun race, all of our people, who we are through that intellectual ideology and mindset and that intellect, that's what this is about, man, raising a greater people. If that's not what you want more for, then what the fuck are you on? What are you on? If you're not on making our people greater and you speaking against me, what the fuck are you on? Ask these niggas, family members. Because all I ever stood up for was the evolution of our people. If they against what I'm saying, then what the fuck are they on? What plan they got to raise our people? Ask them. Those people who speak against me, what plan they got? I'm waiting. You tell me what plan you think they got. Because if we don't get onto a path of progression now, we're going to die as a people, man. If we don't get onto this path of progression that is being open to us now through this transmission of intellect, if we don't get on that path of progression right now through these laws and orders being open to us as we being brought forward and given our own lane, given our own throughway, our own mental lane, if we don't get forward on that right now, then you can fucking forget it, man. Just forget it. I'll cut all this shit out. I'll cut it all out. You see, let the niggas win. Let us all just die off. Because that's just what's going to happen to black people under the beast. Tell me what type of life is coming out of these niggas, man. Black consciousness, pan-Africanism. This fat-ass nigga, Kumar Johnson, calling himself the prince of pan-Africanism. This is what you got to look forward to. Scam-ass coon niggas trying to get a couple of nigger pennies, trying to sell blackness to our people under the color of law, of course. That's what we got to look forward to. That's what's going to replace community? Really? That's why you don't think this community is necessary? It's very necessary. It's been long overdue. And we here. We are here. We are here. These niggas don't give a fuck about our life, man. They don't care about their own life. Don't listen to black people about shit, man. Don't listen to black people about shit. They don't care nothing about us. They don't care nothing about their own life. They don't care nothing about their babies. They ain't got no future plan for their children. They just out here fucking and having babies. That's all. And whatever, however they turn up, well, oh well. They trust in the beast to deal with their children, to deal with their little niggas. They trust in the white man, their God, to provide an education, a future for them, a monetary system, a government. God damn it, that shit, it ain't going to keep going, and the beast will turn in on you before he sees it all go down, because it is going down. And those of you who trusted in him and believed in his laws and his fake laws and his fake order and whatnot, and which he's been hiding his little bullshit policies under, y'all going down with him, man. But just like the shit down the toilet. This raw and uncut tonight. Y'all all going down the toilet, brown and white shit all down the toilet, just black and white shit down the toilet together. Hell on. Because you niggas are just as phony as the white man. You fucking niggas are just as phony as these crackers. You just like them. Raw and uncut. You just like these fucking crackers. You just as degenerate as these fucking crackers. You niggas. I said it. I hope y'all, whoever don't like it, oh well. I told you, I'm not out here for no popularity contest. Worrying about what niggas think about how I talk, what language I use. I could care less. Or what these crackers think. You niggas sound crazy, man. You sound crazy and retarded because, again, that's the law and the order that you're under in these days and times. That's the law and order that you're under in these days and times. Because y'all sitting around here, you trying to be popular, you trying to get YouTube views, you know, you're trying to see how much money y'all niggas can get off of YouTube so you can go and turn around and get that money and give it right back to the white man. Yeah. That's the plan. That's the ticket. Just make a lot of money. That's the ticket to a lot of you niggas. Just make a lot of money. Get your reparations. Make a lot of money so you can give it right back to the white man. Yeah. Right. This is what you got. This was good for us, huh? What about our women? What about a law for our women to raise them up to be women? What about a law for our men to raise them up to be men? What about a law for that? What about the law for our people, order for our people? To make our people a better people, because money ain't going to make us better. And following the law of the beast damn sure ain't going to make us better. We have to follow the law of the Lord, the Most High, the true Lord, the true Most High, the Amen, which is our ascendants, our children, that which we look forward to. That's what we are living for. We are living for them. We are living for our future progeny, our future seed, our future generation. We're not living for this bullshit here. Your bullshit jobs here, your bullshit career, all this stuff, like I said, it's going to be passed in prologue. It's going to be passed in prologue. You take what you can and keep moving. The whole goal is to keep moving collectively as a community. That is the law. That is the law we're supposed to follow. The first law among many. But that's the first law. Thou shalt not. And I'm using the old English. Thou shalt not diversify. Thou shalt not become tribal. Thou shalt not break down the community or break the community. Thou shalt not disconnect from the community. Thou shalt not. We are a community. And the people that do that, the people who do that, you're going to be excommunicated. We don't want you back. It's going to come a time, depending on how you left. Like I said, certain people we let back, but certain people on a lower level. But certain people, once you get to that top echelon and you fade, nigga, don't never come back. You ain't going to never come back on your level in no time soon. If you mess that up, again, like I tell everybody, y'all fuck this up, man. This is the end. We going down with the black race. Get ready for a new reform of slavery. Get ready for that. Get ready. If we fuck this up and we put our heads down and we don't stand up 10 toes down in the name of arm to push this thing forward, then get ready to fucking fade with the rest of these black motherfuckers. Just real talk. I don't care. Y'all don't like how I said it. It sounds, hey, it is what it is. Y'all know I'm being real. That's just how I'm talking tonight. That's how I'm giving it up tonight. That's just how I'm giving it up. We'll be right back.
I'm going with them. Funny. Come on, don't get lazy now. Just a little bit up the road. Just around this. There's something going around inside my head. I think it's something I see.
Thank you.
We have to always keep in mind, like I said, law and order. You know, the beast knew that we were prone to following law and order as civilized people, that we were prone to following law and order as civilized people. They knew that about us, that we were prone to following law and order. Okay? And, you know, it's sad to think that our people would rather, a lot of our people would rather be lawful, disorderly and unlawful to being lawful and orderly. A lot of our people would rather do that, unfortunately. Unfortunately. They would rather be lawful and disorderly and work against the evolution of our people. You see, in doing that, in allowing that, in partaking in that, what does that do? That destroys our people. That destroys the minds, the bodies, and the souls of our people. You see, our true people. Not the ones who portraying like they are people, but our true people. It destroys the mind, body, and souls of our people. And we must be constantly aware that without law, without order, we will be destroyed as a people. Without law, without destroyed as a people. We can't get away from that. We can't allow ourselves to get away from that reality of who we are. We must always understand who and what we are and what we came as and what we came to do as a people. We must always understand that, you know, who and what we are and what makes us who we are. What makes us who we are at the core of our very being as men of law, men of order. Who we are at the very core of our being decides who we become going forward. Men of our word. You see, men of a higher order, men of a higher regard, women of a higher order, women of a higher regard, because we have to have law and order in place to do that. That's what will save us. That's what will save us, the following of the law and the order. That's the true way to follow the Lord, a.k.a. law and order, to follow the law and the order set out for us by our ascendants. I'm going to be giving that to us to follow, and that must be followed as a community. That is the only protection that we will have, us following law and order as a community. You see, the beast uses law and order, a.k.a. policies, to get us to follow him as a community. You see, and they're not even real laws and orders that he's promoting. They're not. He's not following no real law and order because he, like I said, he's not lawful. He's not orderly as a being. He's not lawful. There's nothing lawful or orderly about him. You see. So we have to be mindful of who and what, you know, these people are, what they are, what they're supposed to be, and what we're being told who they are and whatnot, and who they are not. We have to be mindful constantly, mindful continuously of who and what they are and what we are, what it is to us, what it is and who we are going forward. That's everything. It was used to deceive us into following the beast. Like right now, does he not use laws in order to push his degeneracy? Does he not use law and order? He uses law and order to give rights to sodomites. Does he not? He uses law and order to give rights to sodomites, yet deprive the natural people of the Lord of rights. But he'll give rights to sodomites. He got anti-hate bills against the sodomites for all these illegals that are not really even American indigenous people. But when it comes to us, what do you say? Ain't no hate law, no hate bill for us. They don't prosecute people under that. You know, they know these people are pure racist. They don't prosecute nobody under that. That's done purposely to show that the law or the policies of the beast do not work in our favor. See, we wouldn't have to look to the policies of the beast if we followed the law of Amun, the order of Amun. We wouldn't have to look to the policies of the beast. We got to look to the policies of the beast, and y'all rather the beast police your people, and then and you don't want no law, you don't want no order, which means your people got to fall up under the beast. But then when that happens, then you pissed off, then you angry, then you mad when the beast decide to put you to death, decide to discriminate against you under his law.
under his law. See, that you have chosen to sign up and follow and put any other real laws aside for your people. See, because when your men are being real men, when your women are being real women, then they're raising a future progeny, a future generation of people who are going to make the laws in the future, make the laws and pass the law and order around. They're going to be the people of the future if they follow that law first. Think so many Jews are judges and lawyers and things like that. Why do you think they're the ones that make the law? A lot of these Jews, the Jews make the laws and the orders in this society because this is a Judeo-Christian society, because the Jews are raised some sort of law, some sort of order. That's why you see so many Jewish judges, Jewish lawyers and things like that, because they're raised to follow a certain law and order. So when they come up into the world and they end up becoming lawyers and judges and things like that, they already got it in their mind about law and order and things like that. We're not raised with that as people. We're not. See, part of being raised with that as people is being raised by mothers and fathers, being raised to be respectful toward one another, being raised to have real communities, being raised not to have degenerates amongst us, being raised not to have drugs sold in our neighborhood, being raised not to have people committing crimes and forming gangs in our neighborhood, being raised not to have our daughters in a damn abortion clinic. See, when you're not focusing on that and you're focusing on bullshit like reparations, and again, don't get me wrong, I'm definitely for reparations, but we need some damn mental and soulful reparations on ourselves. We need some mental, physical, and soulful reparations on our damn self. Before you can get any damn physical reparation, you need some mental, physical, and soulful reparations on your damn self. And the only thing that's going to give us mental, physical, and soulful reparations is our own law and our own order to follow as a community. That's the only thing that's going to heal us. That's the only thing. And the people that don't want to abide by the law and the order, let them go ahead and be black, man. Let them fade to black like we do all the time. Let them fade to black. Let them go out here and be black in the world. They'll be back, or they'll be trying to cry to come back, but you'll be trying to send me a damn friend request or wanting to talk to me or just end up being an enemy and talking shit and whatnot because they just mad because they couldn't come in here and be niggas. They mad. When you raising the bar, let me explain something to you because, again, this goes back to the law again. Remember I said people are going to hate me love me for two reasons. What did I say? I'm going to do the same thing in which people are either going to hate me or love me, and that is raise the bar. Y'all follow what I'm saying to y'all? Because I'm raising the bar because Nubian Menkarius has raised the bar because he has raised the bar, all right? Because I have raised the bar, I'm hated. You follow? I'm hated for raising the bar. You see? I'm hated for raising the bar. Nobody likes the fact that I'm raising the bar. You got some people that are going to love me for raising the bar, right, making our men and women, strengthening our men and women again, and you're going to have some people that's in here that can't rise to the occasion, that still want to be black, that still want to be niggas, that feel like, who am I to raise the law? I'm a hypocrite. They'll say, okay, what you think about that? What you think about what men's all saying? Some roach-ass niggas. What you think about what he's saying?
What you think about what he's saying? I don't know.
See, because what it is I'm raising the bar, and certain people who are about the bar being raised want to raise with the bar, who want to become greater, they with it. The ones who can't, the ones who don't want to, the ones who don't want to follow, they're the ones that's going to buck up against the law. I do what I want to do. I'm my own God. But you could have stayed out in the world and did that. You could have stayed out in the world and did that. I told you, that's why I'm hated, not for no other reason, because I'm raising the bar, because we got standards. And when you got standards, niggas don't like when you got standards. Niggas don't like it, white people definitely don't like it. Crackers definitely don't like it. They don't like it. They say, "Oh, you uppity nigga." It's the same thing as these black people when they see, "Oh, you can't have no facial hair when you come in here. You gotta have a haircut. You gotta have a profession. You gotta be able to pay your dues. You gotta be able to do this, that, and stuff." I don't like that. There's too many laws. Why I gotta do this? Why I got this? Them type of niggas. That's the same people, the white spirit, that say, "Oh, you uppity niggas, who y'all think y'all is?" Well, you know what? I'd rather be looked at that way than somebody who's trying to be down with BS, down with unlawful and disorderly behavior, down with just a bunch of nigger nonsense. I'd rather be the ones who hated for reestablishing law and order versus those who are being embraced for promoting chaos and confusion. Because, see, that's what niggas love. They love to embrace others that's promoting chaos and confusion. That's why all these videos are sitting up here on YouTube where these clowns ain't talking about shit. All they doing is talking about a bunch of nonsense on YouTube, bunch of stupidity, nothing of any real thought-provoking, you know, illumination, nothing. Just nonsense and stupidity, you see? And black people love that. They eat that up. Black people, hell, the world love that. They eat that up. They eat up nonsense or a bunch of conspiracy theories that ain't going to help you going forward and doing shit. Yeah, okay. The Illuminati, 666, KKK, all that other shit, all the conspiracy stuff, yeah, yeah, the aliens and all that other shit. How is that going to raise us as a people? How is that going to raise us up to receive our power on earth? How is that going to raise our children in the future to be real men and real women? How is all that shit that you niggas embrace on YouTube and follow after these pro-black, pan-African, metaphysical-talking niggas, how is that going to raise our people better? How is it going to raise our people up? I'll wait. Since y'all people sit up here and say, oh, I'm not doing the right thing or something wrong with what I'm doing, or even people amongst me who secretly don't like what I'm doing, who don't like what I'm doing, secretly got an issue with me. Like I said, what are you doing? And why are you here if you don't like it? What are you doing and why are you here? You should fade to black. ZNZZNNNZNZNNNZNZNNN144. You should fade to black because we're going to make it hostile in here for niggas. Anybody got a nigga mentality in here that don't want to follow law, don't want to follow the order, your time is numbered. Your days are numbered. We're going to root out all that black shit in here. All these black people in here, we're going to root them out and get rid of their ass. Hail on. You will not be missed. You will be replaced by people who want to extend themselves into personified beings. I will take my people. I will take my people and put my people on top if they're willing to come with me. I will take my people and put them on top where they belong, put them in authority where they belong. If you come with me, if you accept these laws, these orders from our ascendants, the Amen, on what we have to do, how we must live our lives, how we must go forward to be in power as men and women of true power, underlords and she-lords and whatnot, as real men and women of power. I'm not here to play no games. Power don't play. Power don't play. Anybody's here to play, go play with yourself. We ain't here to play with you. We ain't here. You don't want to follow, go ahead about your business. Go hate on us all you want to. Go hate on us, hate on me, whatever. Hate, but like I said, hate is going to just boil you up and destroy you. You see? Because you've proven, a lot of people have proven to be nothing but a bunch of disappointments, nothing but a bunch of empty vessels, people bullshitting, playing around. Go play with yourself elsewhere. These people always reveal themselves. They always fall off. And that's fine. Fall off into the hole where you belong at. Because, again, these people act like they actually came from someplace and act like they're going somewhere. Because, like I said, if you actually came from someplace, and you actually had some place to go, then you would go there and be about that. But the fact that you've shown yourselves to be nothing but demonic vessels of energy that refuse to follow the law and the order that is going to raise our people. Because, again, like I told you, these people want our people to stay down. You got people in here that want our people to stay down. They want our people to keep using black bullshit ass argument points and issues or why they don't want to do what they're supposed to do. You got people that's here that's just to bring that. That's all they got to contribute, that and they dues money. And barely sometimes do that or act like they don't want to do that or act like there's something else going on more important in their life than this. And I tell them people all the time, man, this just ain't for you. Hit the streets. We need serious people, 10 toes down in the name of Amen. By the power of Amen, after the law and the order of Amen, that's what we're raising ourselves to be. That's what I'm raising y'all to be. You see, the same dedication I'm going to put into my children is the same dedication I'm going to put into this community. 10 toes down. I am unwavering. I am not playing. I am not trying to accept no shorts. I am not taking any disrespect of any kind to myself class.
Because, see, the other alternative, is not a good one. It's not a good one. If we don't take this right here, which we have in front of us to make ourselves greater, to evolve and to grow into who we meant to be, like I said, we might well go and just kill ourselves. Rather than put the gun in our mouth, put the bag over our head and say, fuck it. That's the black race right there. They done. Black people are done. There's an all-out assault on black people and the society because of their stupidity and their ignorance. The beast is, he already rounding up. He rounded, bringing these different people in here. That's the beast attack force right there. That's who he's going to use to enforce his policies, a.k.a. his fake laws and orders, on our people, the indigenous. You see, they can smell the blood in the air. And the thing is, you little niggas, y'all putting your own blood in the air. You killing yourselves off. You destroying yourselves. Because, see, as the beast is trying to stay relevant in the third dimension, trying to keep his place in the third dimension, y'all little niggas got to go. You see, y'all niggas is collateral damage. He need the black woman to regenerate his seed, and that means he's going to pass more policies to lock you niggas under the jail or put you to death or do like what you see these race soldiers doing, which is blowing your goddamn brains out. You see? And y'all going to bring it all on yourselves because anyone who does not evolve, oh, well, you know where the rest. You know the rest. Those who refuse to evolve must die.
Thank you.
There's a next standard that has to be set with our people. There's definitely a next step that has to be set with our people, a next standard, you know. And we have to do better by our people. We have to do better as we are heading forward as a people. There's a next standard that has to be set. And law and order is the only thing that can set that standard straight. You see, we have to be the next standard of greatness. We must set ourselves to be the next standard of greatness. Let me tell you something. Becoming great is work, man. Greatness is work. Being great is work. You know, but what else do we got to look forward to? See, life is long and regretful when you are not becoming the best representation of who you're supposed to be. Life can be long and regretful. You see, life can be very long and very regretful if we're not becoming who we're going to become, if we're not becoming who we're meant to be. You got a lot of people who are just weak mentally, man. You got a lot of people, like I said, that's really what the whole idea behind the mental people with slandering and whatnot. They're just mentally weak. Mentally weak people will never understand the strong vision of a strong people. This is what's going to separate those who are going to have that mental power from those who will not. You see, you have to have a strong vision, a strong vision, a strong focus that will supersede whatever anybody feels, whatever anybody think, whatever anybody don't like, whatever niggas is talking about behind the scenes and stuff like that, where they think you don't see them, but you really do see them. You see, you gotta have that vision. See, when you got that kind of vision like that, when you have that forthright vision of who we are as a people, then like I said, of course you're going to want to cement that with law and order. Of course you're going to have men following laws, women following orders, and laws and orders and whatnot, and both vice versa. Of course you're going to want to have that, because that's all about solidifying and cementing that which you are raising. That's what that's about. I don't want to be part of nothing where there's no law and no order. I don't want to be part of no black organization. See, you know what? You know the difference between organizations and communities? You know the difference? The communities have, or they're supposed to have, law and order. You see, they're supposed to have law and order. Communities are supposed to have a certain law, order, code of conduct you go by, things you do and things you don't do. See, an organization, they don't got that. Organizations don't got that. You see, the organizations don't got that. You could be a part of a church, which is an organization. You see, that's the difference. The church is an organization. It's not a community. You see, the church is an organization because the church don't have no law. Notice that the church don't have no laws, no orders for its members. That's why you got women goddamn overweight, men overweight. You understand? You got sodomites in the damn church because you could come as you are. And when people tell you can come as you are, that's an organization. That's not a community. That's not a covenant. That's not nothing of a higher power. They're an organization under God. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? The church is nothing but an organization under God, which is the government. Y'all follow what I'm saying? The God that the church is under is the government. That's the God that they bow down to. That's the God they listen to. And the government allows them to teach Jesus, because this is a Judeo-Christian society, and Jesus Christ is the God of the Judeo-Christian society for the people, for the populace. You follow? This is a organization. All churches are organizations. Okay? That's why they're given tax breaks. That's why they get the 501c3 package and they don't got to pay no tax, because they're an organization. They are a religious organization. They are organized under the beast with the permission of the beast to preach what the beast tells them to preach. That's why if you try to teach anything that's lawful or orderly, like, you know, you speak against homosexuality, you speak against lesbianism, you speak against any of the things that is considered to be abominations in the Bible, don't eat about eating this or that, certain things that offend the beast, they're going to take away your 501c3 thing to get pre-organization. Then guess what? You have to pay taxes. You see, the beast gives incentives to have church organizations instead of communities, real communities of Ammon. A community of Ammon, like I said, and shout out to that, we bought the rights to that name, the community of Ammon, we got that. But like I said, they don't want you to have no community, because a community means law and order. And that means you're not gonna allow everything to go on in your community that you would allow to go on in the organization. You see? you going to allow that to go on in the organization. You see, you're going to allow certain things to go on in the organization that you wouldn't allow to go on in the community. You see, and we have to be mindful of that. There are a lot of people, like I said, who are going to die on the vine in this community because they don't want to follow law and order. They get tired. You get people who are just weak-minded and they get tired. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to continue with the transmission. They don't want to continue. They want to just tap out and go black again, go back into that state where there is no law, there is no order. Well, I'm going to let y'all know right now, once this law and this order is established, it's going to get really, really, it's going to take it to a whole nother level of seriousness. Once the law and the order is established and those are either going to live by it or not going to live by it, they're not going to be in this community, man. Anybody that breaks those laws are going to be put out of the community. I don't care how long you've been here. I don't care how long you got a name. I don't care how many goddamn dues you pay. Fuck your dues. I told you that. I don't care about that. If you don't, if these laws go forward and you break them, anybody breaks these laws, breaks these orders, you will be expelled. You will be expelled from this community. That's how serious this is. I told you this is not a game. This is not a game. This is really happening. ZNZZNNNZNZZNN144. This is really happening. This is for life. This is for life. This is for greater life. Am I making myself clutch? Because once we close that door, we ain't like revisiting nothing. All these people that was weak, that couldn't follow the law, that didn't want to be up under the law, that wanted to be black, that wanted to buck up, didn't want to do what they were supposed to do when they came in here, we don't need you anyway. You niggas are food for the beast anyway, man. You niggas are to be feasted on by the beast. We don't need no weak mind. We don't need no weak-ass people in here. You see, they all going to make their way out of here eventually. Like I said, some going to go quietly. Some going to go making a whole lot of noise. You see, but it don't matter. You're going to still go. Don't matter. We've come too far, and we got a long ways to go. Too far, we got a long way to go. We ain't got time to play no games with nobody. We ain't got time to waste time with nobody. We ain't got time to be answering a bunch of stupid-ass questions. No, we don't got time for that. We know who we are. We know what our direction is. It's from here to eternity. From here to eternity as that race of Amun, as these Americans, you know, these Americans extended on earth. This is who we are. This is who we came here to be. We're not interested in no hearing no black nonsense. We ain't interested in hearing no African nonsense. We're not interested in none of that garbage. None of that garbage. None of that 20th century garbage. We are thoroughly planted in the 21st century and walking forward. Class, this is how we have to be. We have to be single-focused. We have to be single-minded in our move as a collective into this fourth dimensional state of transmission, this fourth dimensional state of extension. We have to be 10 toes down, forward focused, and in alignment as the Amun race. As the Amun race. As the Amun race. Not the human race, but the Amun race. You see, a lot of people are not willing or ready to do that. They thought they came in here, they thought they were going to be a cakewalk. I'm going to just be in here and socialize. That ain't what it is, man. When they find out that's not what it is, they end up doing what all niggas do, slandering, talking shit, going, turning right back to turning into the niggas they always have been high and liberated and everything else, whorish and everything else, slutty, everything else, loud and demonic, demonic like everybody else. You see, they show their true colors. This is the reality. This is the reality of what it means to stand up for truth and righteousness. This is what happens when you stand up for truth and righteousness, because even your own people going to turn on you, or people who you thought was your own people. Not only do you see the beast going to come at you, he's going to come at you, but he's going to send his niggas first. His niggas who are already mentally attached to him, who come into the community and act like they with us and whatnot and get treated like brothers and sisters. Then they turn around and slander us and talk shit. You know, that those are the people that belong to the beast. Those are the people who are part of that spiritual madness of lunar frequency that the beast controls. A lot of these people are just remote control demons, man. A lot of these people I call them remote control demons. They'll be walking with us all that time. Next thing you know, these niggas just flip and they start talking crazy. They just flip on us. They start talking crazy.
acting like somebody held them here or somebody made them stay here, whatever. They wandered in here because that's what those people under demonic possession with no law and order do. They just wandered the damn earth. They just wandered the earth, just getting into any and everything, but going in places they don't belong. So, of course, they're going to make their way in here. They're going to fill out the application, or they're going to take online. They're going to become members and whatnot, sit up here, hail arming this, hail arming that. Then show you within a few years or less than a year, they turn right into niggas and start slandering for nothing. But it's really because the bar's being raised. When the bar's being raised, you're going to see, just like anything, it's like, you lift up the damn skirt, you see the woman's legs, you start to reveal more and more about it. So when you lift the skirt, that's what happens when you lift the bar, when you raise the bar. The skirt is being raised up off of us, and illumination is coming in. And we're either going to stand in the image of Amun, stand up in the power of Amun, the true Lord, the real Lord, the true Lord, not no God, not no Jesus, not no Allah, not no Jehovah, all those fake gods and false Christ, but in the image of our ascendants, the true and living race of lords. That's who we came here to be in alignment with. We came at the best time on the earth, the best time. We could have came during slavery, which was some of us probably did, and got hell put on them. But like I said, we came forward in the best time, the greatest time, this time of illumination. You see, this time of illumination, we coming forward in the time of illumination. You see, we ain't in the light no more. We in the bright. We ain't, because ain't nobody giving you this knowledge. Ain't nobody giving us this transmission, but this is coming directly from our ascendants. So that just goes to show you right there. It's all the stuff these niggas talking about to be traced right back to the beast. All the stuff these niggas talk about, all this black conscious, pro-black, Islam, Christianity, Moorish science, all that can be traced back to the white man. Mentalette cannot. That's a sign of the power. That's a sign of the purity of Mentalette. The sign of the purity of this transmission, this intellectual transmission. That is the purity of it, the sign of it. The sign and the power of the law and the orders being set in place by our people. Reestablishing that American indigenous mindset of Mentalect, because Mentalect is American indigenous mentality. It is the indigenous mentality of the American indigenous. It is the mentality of the American indigenous people, because we always had a supreme mind. We always had a supreme mentality, and by the color of law, the beast removed that. You see, that's why I noticed when he told our people, you can't, when we was allowed to set up so-called schools of higher learning, they made sure we couldn't have no medicine, we couldn't study medicine, and we couldn't study law. You know, because why did he choose medicine and law? Because those are the things we mastered. Why would they choose medicine and law, but they would let us do everything else? In other words, if we set up a school of medicine or law, they was going to come in there and arrest people and take people, kill people for setting up law and medicine, because they know that we, again, because if we was just dumb, ignorant slaves, why you care about what kind of medicine they practice? You're only going to practice it on each other. You see, why you care about what kind of law they practice? They're only going to practice on each other what they didn't want, because they know that law and medicine is how you build a society, build a civilization. When you can take care of your own people without the beast, which we could at that time because we were using the herbs and everything else and whatnot, we were able to take care of our people. We were already technical people. We already, most of the stuff the white man, advancements he made in medicine came through our people. The first open heart transplant, things like that. A bunch of transplants, blood, plasma, all that stuff came through our people. It didn't come through him. People was healing people here in this country, not him. He was cutting people's limbs off. We was the ones making what they call potions and whatnot, or elixirs, which they tried to replicate when they was selling their snake oil, but we was actually making herbs and putting together things and healing people. You see, they don't want to admit that. Witch doctors and all this other stuff they call out here, witch doctors. You see, that's what they call our people. We knew how to heal. So they didn't want us having medicine, and they didn't want us having law. What was the law really going to be? Who was the law going to be practiced on? It was going to be practiced on our people. The law was going to be for our people, for the upliftment of our people, because realistically, you know, they wasn't going to let us have no law going against them. So the law that
we was looking to practice and what was really supposed to be for our people, the restoration of law and order as men and women. That's what we supposed to have been practicing, you see. And we grew up with those set of values and those set of ways of doing things. That's what the beast didn't want, you see. The beast didn't want us doing that. They didn't want us practicing medicine and practicing law because that is the cornerstone of society, any civilization. They didn't want, remember, they didn't want us rebuilding our civilizations. And they knew that if they left us alone, we would do that. We would do just that. If they left us alone and they was off our asses and they wasn't trying to stand in the way, we would reestablish law and order as a community and we would build forward again. But now with this current crop of niggas that they got out here, these coons, Sambos out here and whatnot, who were raised by the liberated black female, it's, you know, you're gonna, the pickings is slim, man. The pickings is slim on the men and women you're going to bring forward into the community, into this covenant to reestablish law and order. But you know what? That's a good thing. That's meant to be. That's prophecy that it's going to be slim pickings. That's prophecy because that's the 144,000. The 144,000 came with slim pickings. Amongst the billions of people on the planet, that's slim pickings. 144,000 people is slim pickings. You see? But that's what I'm supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. Everybody else is collateral damage, man. They ain't not trying to hear this. They're not trying to get under this law and under this order. They want to follow the beast. They want to follow the policies of the beast and not the law of Amun. But that's okay. That is okay. They don't have to. They don't have to. Okay? They don't have to. They don't have to follow any law, any order. That's fine. They're going to fall by the policy of the beast. They'll just fall by the policy of the beast. That's all. They'll just fall by the policy of the beast. This is the authority that Amun is setting forward in his chosen. This is the authority that the Amun is setting forward in their chosen. As one mind, one body, and one soul of people, one covenant. And we must protect ourselves, our children, our women, everything as men. You see, again, every man that comes in this community, in our community, they taking a pledge to be protection to the women and the children. Even if you don't have any women and children in this community, you're supposed to take a pledge to be the protectors of the women and children in this community. And you women are supposed to let those men protect you, and you're not supposed to disrespect or disregard or in any way defame these men in this community. If they have taken the pledge to stand up and be the law and to keep the law in this community, which is to protect you and the children. You're supposed to keep the order in this community, which is keep yourself in line. You see, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, or else there's no community. It's for nothing. Or else it's for nothing. And I'm not doing this for nothing, and I don't want nobody around me that's thinking we're doing this for nothing, who playing games. I told you, if you got any doubts, then don't be here. This ain't for you. Tell people all the time, we're on a whole other mind frame. We're on a whole different type of frequency now. So let me go ahead and read this question. We'll get out of here. How did the beast use American so-called law and order against us? Because he knew the allegiance we had to law and order, even though we didn't follow law and order. So now what the beast had to do, enforce his law, a.k.a. his policy on our people. And our people followed it for the most part and still continue to follow the beast to this day. And that's because, and they're catching hell under that because that's supposed to be a law and order that we follow amongst ourselves and bypassing the beast. You see, what is American law and order? What we establishing, because there's no real American law and order, because the people that are here pushing American laws, no, they're not even American. Every Caucasian here that's pushing laws and orders out as American law and American order, they're not legitimate because these people are not American. That's like me going into Italy and going to pass laws as an Italian, and I'm not Italian. They're not American, so how can they pass? Just because you call yourself anything you want, you call yourself a seafood crab salad, don't mean that's what you are. And that means that you're illegitimately passing laws because you're not American. You are an immigrant. You are a U.S. citizen. So if you're passing U.S. United States laws, yeah, call it that. Don't call it American law. Did America come up with law? You know, they came up with following our people and the laws we had, and some of that law was attached to their law when we were in the indigenous tribes. You see? So So they took a lot of our law. Because, again, remember, they come from the Caucasians, the English and all, and they come from monarchies, you know, where the king decides what the laws are. The Confederacies and all that they got from us, the whole Confederate setups, that came from our people, man. That didn't come from the Caucasians. They Europeans, remember, they never had no Confederate setups in Europe. Where they get it from? Who really makes laws in America? Your politicians and your business people, the people who pass policies off as laws. That's really just policies. There's no law here. There's no order here. It's just policies. We're not taking no call, 856. You're calling in too late. But I am curious. 856, what do you want? What's on your mind? All right. Nothing from 856. All right. All right. Nothing from 856. All right. Well, what is it? Who are the real Americans? We are. American indigenous people falsely being called Negroes and African Americans, you see. And we are excluded. They try to exclude us or put laws on us and whatnot that they don't, themselves don't follow. Well, will law and order be established in the America? It is amongst the true Americans. The only law and order that can be established is amongst the true Americans, which is us. And that's it. We're going to close out in the name of Amen, by the power of Amen. Amen we trust, and Amen we thank, and Amen we continue forward forever. I am the intellectual Nita Menkaris. This has been American Republic Radio, AR Radio. Come back. We'll catch you back here next Sunday at 10:30. Tomorrow, Mental Ec Radio. Subscribe to High and Mighty Talks, which I did a new one tonight. Subscribe. Share that everywhere. Subscribe to the Ethnic American channel with Sister N. Robin Zetta. And subscribe to my Mental Ec Patreon. So more stuff coming up, new things coming up. And with that, we out. Good night.
Make sure you always